Better humans, what is up? Let's check this Nietzsche quote out. Nietzsche's my boy. The snake which cannot cast its skin has to die. As well, the minds which are prevented from changing their opinions, they cease to be mind. Nietzsche. So most people don't know what the universal constant is. I've asked this on podcasts before. I've said, what is the only constant? What is the only constant in the universe? And some people get it right away. Some people kind of take a second. I think they're kind of caught off guard. They don't really know what I'm going for. But the only constant in the universe is change. The sun currently is dying out, which you could say then the earth is dying. Everything is dying. It's just a matter of time. There's going to be the heat death of the universe in some multi-billion years or whatever. Nothing is fixed or constant. Everything is changing. If you ignore this universal law, then you're fighting nature, fighting reality, and you're invariably going to have fragilities that manifest as a result of that. Now, as it relates to the mind, we live in a world where there is so much information produced on a daily basis, like more in a day than like the past 10 years or 100 or whatever the statistic is. It's something crazy. Like every day there's more information produced than like the previous 100 years or something like that. It's so much information. It's so much data. It's so many people going online, researching new things, trying new things, testing new things, new ideas, whatever. And if you're operating with this paradigm of mind that is, well, I'm only going to find information that supports what I currently believe and want to believe, which is actually the default for most people. Let's take that to the logical conclusion, to the end. Well, every year that goes by, potentially more information has been produced than all the information before, and all the information before was what you built your worldview around. How many of those ideas, those books, those research papers, the people you followed, whatever, are no longer relevant? How many of those ideas are actually straight up backwards because we've come to new information? And then how many of those mental paradigms are you still operating under? Health, wealth, how you think about politics, kids, raising kids. What if some new stuff comes out that shows just how damaging it is for kids to sit in chairs all day and listen to authority figures, which I already think is damaging. I think we're going to see more and more research play that out. How many things are you ignoring because you want to seep into the comfort of not having to think too hard? And you want to feel like the things that you've done in the past, that you've said in the past, that you believed in the past, you want to feel like they're right. But if you understand probability and mathematics and what's actually going on, you should be deathly afraid of following this path because it is mathematically certain that a large percent of the things that you think you know and that all of humanity thinks it knows is going to be proven wrong. And even if it's not blatantly wrong, it's going to at least be adjusted and more context is going to be provided. And maybe this thing is good in this instance, but not in this instance. There's going to be other variables because we're talking about very, very complex things that our simple human minds can't really understand. I mean, so much of what we think we know in the modern environment, in the modern world, we have no idea. There's even certain things in math and physics that a lot of people would agree are based on the laws of thermodynamics and things like that. There's a lot of things that are actually still unknown. Einstein's theory of relativity has certain kind of gaps in knowledge in it. How many things today, especially those that we can't falsify, climate change, things like vaccines on a mass scale, right? Like, or this new mRNA stuff, no research whatsoever. In fact, you could say that the millions that are happening are the guinea pigs. They're being tested on, and then many have died, actually, thousands. But I don't think they're actually being documented and put into a actual research study because there's a political and financial incentive to not do that. Just one example. The amount of things today that you can't falsify, which is the foundation of science, look into any Karl Popper stuff. If you can't falsify something, if you can't prove it wrong, you can't prove it right. This is a law of scientific fact. I know that 1 + 1 = 2 because I know that it doesn't equal 3 and I can map that out and show that whatever, I can falsify it. You cannot prove something is right if you can't prove it wrong. If you don't know what the parameters are that make it wrong, you don't know what the parameters are to make it right. And that's what so much of modern knowledge is and why trusting people like epidemiologists are literally the worst. Like that profession should be just wiped off the face of the planet. Not the people, but the profession. It's about making a bunch of correlations to a bunch of data without actually doing experimentation and then making statements about that data. That's what epidemiology is. You could say there's correlations. I've seen this. They've done correlations where the amount of Disney movies you watch can correlate to some random thing that happens years later. It's just absurd things like that. You can use correlation, observational data to prove or disprove anything. And I'll say that again. You can use correlative data, put it in whatever way you want, cherry pick it, move certain things out, whatever, which the brain naturally does, which researchers naturally do without even realizing it. You can prove or disprove anything. And what we have so much of is we have certainty where people should not have certainty. We have blind faith where people should not have blind faith. At least say you don't know. At least say, well, I haven't really decided on this yet. I'm going to wait for more data to come in. I'm going to be kind of skeptical for now. And then maybe over time through seeing real world empirical results, will I come to a conclusion? Instead, what you have is the smart people said this, the politicians said this, that, whatever, like they must be right. How could they be wrong? They were wrong about smoking. They were wrong about asbestos. They were wrong about car seat belts. They were wrong about every single thing that we've ever invented. They've been saying it was going to end the world. It's going to this, it's going to do that. Like the climate was supposed to end 10 years ago. And then it was supposed to end 20 years ago. And it was supposed to end 30 years ago. We were supposed to run out of oil 40 years ago. Now we have more than ever. Like people that make predictions about the future are so laughably wrong that it's amazing anybody even listens to it. It's just a form of fear-mongering propaganda. And people soak it up. It's like entertainment. So I get why it happens. But you shouldn't buy into that. You need to realize that for every single thing that you outsource your thinking to someone else, that you let them think for you or tell you how to think or how to feel or what to be afraid of, every single one of those things, you're letting someone lie to you, and then you're lying to yourself. And then if you adopt a worldview based on that, you lie to yourself perpetually, and then you end up lying to other people. And then you end up closing off, and this is the dangerous part, you end up closing off your mind, your eyes and ears, through confirmation bias and through avoiding cognitive dissonance from new information that could probably strengthen your beliefs or at least add an addendum to them or an adjustment. Instead, what most people do is they get fixated on the idea that humans are bad for climate or government is good because it cares about me or people vote for it. Democracy is good because that's what we have. Like all these different things that in some cases you can't actually say they're good or bad because they're a spectrum and they're very circumstantial, but you can definitely hover around some first principles. And most people's set of first principles, the things that they think they believe, are based on narratives. They're based on unproven hypotheses. That's very dangerous. That's how you get collectivist idealism and ideology that eventually kills and enslaves humanity, lots and lots of people. And we should know, because we should all be students of history, that it doesn't work. It doesn't work. No matter how much for the greater good you want to do, it doesn't work. So that's a short video today to think about. If you cannot open your mind and shed old ideas and beliefs and evolve and grow, you will cease to be a mind. That's kind of the default of the mind. The mind's supposed to learn, assimilate information, update beliefs, and then go out again and do more learning, more action, more taking, whatever, and get more data. That's what nature does. Nature figures things out through experimentation, and the species that best figures it out over generation, generation, time, effort, those species go on to procreate and thrive. And in a world today where we have people that are actively not doing that, well, it doesn't look very pretty for their evolution, unfortunately, the nice way of saying it. And if you care about your livelihood, if you care about your future, your children's future, if you care about your health, if you care about being around to enjoy this amazing thing called life for as long as possible, you should become obsessed with the ideas that are the mental framework for how you live. That's the most important thing. Your every action stems from a thought. Your every result in life stems from a thought. And your every opinion about an action, what's good or bad, or this or that, or this, whatever, is based on a thought. To ossify that and make it rigid is very, very dangerous. I mean, you could say that it is leading you to demise faster than had you been open and developed an anti-fragile strategy where you bring in information, you stress test your ideas, you evolve, you adapt, and you continually get better. And you do that forever. It's really one or the other. If the only constant in the universe is change and you refuse to change, well, we know what's going to happen. If you accept change and you develop a strategy to use change to your advantage, adaptation, experimentation, being open-minded, listening, etc., well, the differences are night and day, as is so obvious. Get in the Better Human Newsletter over at Colin.coach and subscribe on your favorite app. You got it on YouTube, you got it on iTunes, Spotify, Google, wherever you get your podcasts and or video content. I appreciate you watching this, and I'll see you in the next one.